Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We are broadcasting live from the Green Space. So we got Anagasta's band off the stage, and while we get set up for Andrew Bird and his set here in the Green Space, we have some important business to attend to, hence the dramatic music. We are issuing a challenge to our Soundcheck audience, and joining me to help explain what the challenge is all about is the host of the Metropolitan Opera's weekly broadcasts, Margaret Chuntwaite. Hey, Margaret.
Hey, John.
So many people, whether they're opera buffs or not, will recognize that music.
Right.
You know, Ride of the Valkyries.
Ride of the Valkyries.
From Wagner, from the cycle of four operas known collectively as The Ring.
The Ring of the Nibelung.
And The Ring.
The Ring.
The Ring cycle begins here in New York next Saturday.
Right, at the Metropolitan Opera, beginning April 7th with three cycles.
Right. So this is where people spend gazillions of dollars and almost 20 hours of their lives.
Oh, and they travel. They get in RVs, they go all over the country, they get on planes. I mean, deadheads have nothing over people who love The Ring.
Who are known as ring nuts.
Ring nuts? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Maybe they don't call themselves that, but the rest of us do.
In public
they
radio.
Didn't strike me as an RV kind of crowd, but okay. Now, realistically, Margaret, most people are not going to sit through almost 20 hours of German opera. So maybe we can talk a little bit about why so many of us have some basic awareness of The Ring. It's kind of permeated pop culture, hasn't
it? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whenever anybody thinks about opera, they think about great big women with horns on their head or wings or metal breastplates or something like that. Or The Ride of the Valkyries is something that you've heard all over pop culture. Mm-hmm. So it's
Apocalypse
been everywhere.
Now.
Yeah.
The famous Bugs Bunny episode.
Kill to Wabbit.
Yeah. What's Opera Doc is the actual name of it. So what we've done is we've come up with a challenge for our Soundcheck audience to try and summarize the white heat of inspiration that Wagner maintains for 19 hours in a haiku.
Yeah, and you know what? They told me that I was going to come and talk to you about these haikus that went out to the public radio audience. And I thought, oh, great, an opera audience. They'll be so into it. And then I realized it was Anagasteyer, and it was like indie rock and everything. So they brought me in actually to explain The Ring to you, basically.
Because we have already started receiving some haiku about The Ring.
And I even wrote one.
You did?
Yeah. Oh. Well, once you mentioned it to me, every line that went through my head or everything I dreamt, I was counting out the syllables. So I'm ready with one.
All right.
And you can read the rest.
All right. Well,
right? Is that what you're going to do?
I've got a couple, but let's hear one of yours.
And I've got them on my iPad because I'm hip. Well, first of all, the way the whole Ring cycle ends is with Brunhilde, you know, the woman with the horns on her head, immolating herself because she thought that her boyfriend, Siegfried, was untrue to her. So what I wrote was, Brunhilde, put down the match, dump his ring, and let's go for manicures. Because Brunhilde really needed a sassy gay friend.
All right, and that is a true haiku, five syllables.
575,
Five, 575. Five syllables first line, seven syllables in the second, and five in the third. Now, we, you know, kind of sent this out on the web, and have, as I say, already started getting some. And you know, I'll read them, and then, Margaret, you may need to kind of explain these.
Okay.
The award-winning music critic Alex Ross from The New Yorker sent us this. A dejected dwarf forges a ring from wet gold. Problems develop.
Yeah, that's pretty much over the entire four cycles. Yeah, problems develop. It's the sort of the creation and the destruction of the entire world. So he's pretty much right.
So, yeah,
he's on it.
The dwarf Alberic forges the ring,
right?
And
out of the Rhine River, so that's why it's wet gold.
Right. Okay. Fred Plotkin, the author, who will actually be with us next Friday on Soundcheck to kind of talk through what the whole ring means, wrote this: steal gold, add a curse; hire giants, build Valhalla; add love, all fall down.
Well, basically,
that actually is it in a nutshell, isn't
it? It really is. I mean, because the curse on the ring is it makes you all powerful if you renounce love. So that's sort of that middle part about the curse and, you know, add love, and that's the end of it.
All right. Anne Majette, the classical music critic of The Washington Post. To heck with the plot. All we fans want to know is, who sings Brunhilde?
That's true. I mean, whoever is hired to sing Brunhilde, this is a huge... this is a huge undertaking for any soprano, and there are only a few
sopranos
out there.
It's a huge undertaking for the audience.
Well, yes, but we don't want to say that, John.
I just want to real quick, Alexandra from Perth, Australia. It's 15 hours long, heaven in musical form, but gosh, must I pee. We've got a couple of variants on that theme.
You do have to take care of that in advance, absolutely.
All right, Margaret Chunthwaite is host of the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts each week, which can be heard on our sister station, WQXR. Margaret, thanks very much.
Thanks, John. It's been great.
And you can submit your own haiku on our website, wnyc.org/soundcheck. There's a link that says Haiku Challenge, or tweet us using the hashtag RingHaiku.
Might I inquire to ask if... what's up, Doc?
I'm going to kill the rabbit.
All right, still to come, Andrew Bird's brand of indie rock doesn't sound like anyone else's. He'll bring some songs from his latest release, Break It Yourself, live to the Green Space. Watch it on our live webcast if you're at home. That's coming up next.
Your spear and magic helmet.
Spear and magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Yes, magic helmet. And I'll give you a sample.